Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Well, live cattle uncovered sufficient buying interest to close the chart gap in some futures contracts, but not in all. Feeder cattle showed similar technical buying with nearby contracts unable to close the gaps, while later contracts did. Much of what took place yesterday was technical in nature and not fundamental. After cash business taking place at steady money on Tuesday, some trading took place a dollar lower yesterday. We can't expect anything much different to develop the rest of the week. We didn't see any cattle trade here in our part of the country. It was a little disappointing to see some weakness in hog futures, though, even though there was a strong possibility of a price correction. Some spread unwinding took place, putting pressure on closer months. Cash fell back on the National Direct Afternoon Report with a loss of $3.84. Cutouts were up $2.14, helping to offset cash weakness. Traders will see what weekly export sales show before making further decisions before today's trading. On the grains, March Kansas City wheat down 2 cents. Early. Quieter start after yesterday's 18 and 3/4 cent tumble. Tuesday's snow amounts of 1 to 2 feet in eastern Colorado and southwestern Kansas was probably greeted with mixed responses by residents, but does add beneficial moisture for crops in an area that sorely needs it. Thursday morning's weather map shows a mix of snow and ice in Missouri and southern Illinois. March corn's trading about 3/4 cents lower early today, staying firm and within a dime of its contract high with support from dry weather concerns in South America and the threat of conflict in the Ukraine. Southern Brazil and Argentina have received widespread and somewhat beneficial rains lately, but the forecast is starting to look drier again for Argentina. March soybeans trading 3.5 cents higher early today, holding firm after yesterday's 32.75 cent gain took March prices to a new high close. Soybean products also showed equivalent gains Wednesday and are both a little higher early today. We'll check futures in just a moment. Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma, the Oklahoma City Farm Show and the Tulsa Farm Show. This spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 7th through 9th, 2022, at the State Fair Park. For information on the Oklahoma City Farm Show, call the show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check out our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email. Livestock futures, February live cattle closing, 95 cents higher yesterday, 138.05. April up $1.80, 141.90. March feeder cattle up 95 cents, 160.80. April up 92 cents, 166.20. February hogs up 57 cents, 88.02. Kansas City wheat, the March down 18 and 3/4 at 815 and 3/4. May was down 18 cents, 818 and 3/4. Chicago wheat, March down 23 cents yesterday, 795. May down 21.5, $8.75. March corn up 7 cents, 627. May was up 6.5, 625. March soybeans up 32.75 at 1440. May up 31 cents at 1447. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.